presenting Gus Gray, special correspondent in the mystery of the Nine Ivory Buddhas. Gus Gray of the Evening Star, with Detective Inspector Stane, pursues the Count to Paris, and in conjunction with the French police, they run him to earth in the cellar of a house in the Rue Collin. Flo Gray hears from Pat Flanagan, Gus's editor, that the Countess Ilma Vestrakov is also in Paris, staying at the Hotel Raymond. Flo decides to visit the Countess to see what she can discover. Meanwhile, Gus and Inspector Stane are hunting the Count in the dark basement of his Paris headquarters.
It's the Count, Dunk. We can't let him escape.
Come back, Gray. Come back, I say. Come back, Gray. Gray.
I'm all right. Come here, Dunk.
Now, watch out.
Just took a pot shot at me before he went through this door here. You got a torch?
Sparrow has. Sparrow.
Yes, sir?
Come here. Bring your torch.
Here it is, sir.
Right. Here's the lock.
There. Blaze away at it. Damn, it still holds. Oh, Lord, to think we had him at our fingertips.
Wait a minute, there's some junk in the corner of the cellar over here. Wait a minute, here. Here's the length of iron. This might do.
Grab that lump of wood, Sparrow.
Right, Mr. Gray.
Go on, Dunk, smash it in.
Right, right, I will. She's given, I think.
To be built by a few inches of hardwood. I wonder where the devil it leads. Lower, Dunk, lower.
Right.
That's it. By George, it's giving.
That's tight.
Keep the guns handy.
Another cellar.
Aye, and the house next door. A flash your torch, Sparrow.
Empty. No doors. Hang it, he couldn't disappear into thin air. No, look, in the corner there, a trap door.
Aye.
Come on. Give me a heave on this, Doc.
Righto. Aye, that's the way he went. Just been disturbed on the rungs of that ladder leading down.
We'll follow. It's only a few minutes' start on us. Come on.
Right.
Phew! The air's pretty foul.
Aye.
Shades of Jupiter. You know where we are?
No. What's that there, Gray?
That's a heap of bones. Don't you understand? We're in the passage of the catacombs. Look, do you see that?
A flash of light.
Yes, the Count. He's not far ahead of us in the passage. Hurry! He's seen us!
Missed him.
Did he get you?
No, sir. He smashed the torch, though.
He's a damn good shot.
Where are you?
Just ahead of you.
Hey?
Be careful, the floor of the passage slopes and... Hear that?
Aye, sounded like a trap door shutting.
Yeah. He can't be far away. Come on. Here's a ladder like the one we came down. It leads up.
I'll go up first, Gray.
Better be careful. He may be waiting for us.
I don't think so. His first consideration is to get away.
Can you manage?
Aye. It's a trap door, all right. Come on. Have your gun ready.
There he is. Look at the end of this corridor.
Why, you smashed a mirror.
Yes, I shot at his reflection. He's at the other end. Ah, there you are, through that door. They must have winged him back there. There's blood on the floor.
Come on, put your shoulder to it.
Right.
Come on.
It's still holding. Wait a minute, listen to that.
He's got a car in there.
Doug, he's getting away. Let's try again. We've got to stop that car. Stop him! Cripple his tires!
Oh, damnation, Doug, he's beaten us. Beaten us by a whisker.
English?
Oui, madame.
Oh, that's fine, because I only speak French when I'm swearing.
Certainly. What is it, Madame Lecaille?
Well, I'm looking for a friend who arrived, I think, at this hotel last night. A very dear friend. You understand, monsieur?
A very dear friend. I understand perfectly, madame. What is the number of his room?
Monsieur does not understand. It's a lady friend.
I apologize, madame.
Unfortunately, my friend has lately been married, and I can't quite remember her name.
Perhaps if madame described that.
Oh, yes. She's rather tall, mm-hmm. with dark hair.
Yes.
Has the loveliest brown eyes. Mm. Very beautiful.
Very. Ah, that can only be one person. That can only be Madame Zabinov.
Oh, of course. Oh, how silly of me to forget. That is her name. She did arrive last night, didn't she?
Yes, from London. She has, let me see, she has sweet fire on the first floor.
Oh, thank you. No, please, don't telephone through.
No?
I want to give her a surprise.
A surprise, madame? She is engaged. A gentleman has just gone up, madame.
Madame Descartes.
Thank you.
A gentleman? Oh, that will be her husband. I'll go straight up then.
Chris, thank heaven you have come. I thought perhaps you might not get my message.
Well, I expected it and came straight to the hotel. What's happening?
The Count now has all he requires.
You've discovered the secret of the Buddhas?
No, not yet. But I shall. We are leaving for Marseille tonight. The Count thinks it is dangerous to remain longer here.
Why?
Oh, I've not been able to tell you since I left London what has happened. As you know, Chen suggested a compromise. That we should join forces and halve the profit.
Chen would never abide by such an agreement.
I know. The Count managed to outmaneuver him, but I'm convinced that it happened too easily.
If I know Chen, no one can put anything over him and get away with it.
I have never met him, and so I do not know.
I want to speak to you about that. Ilma?
Yes?
I think you've gone far enough in this.
Oh, no.
But it's become more difficult now. There's no knowing what Chen will do.
And so you want to relieve me of my responsibilities?
This is dangerous. Deadly dangerous.
But what would Sir Ronald say?
He would entirely approve of my action.
Perhaps. But it is no more dangerous than when I began.
It is. You don't know Chen. I do. He's utterly ruthless. You forget what the Che Han is. Now, I want you to chuck it.
When I have almost discovered what we want to know? Oh, don't be a silly little boy, my Chris.
Ilma, please. I can't bear to think of anything happening to you.
Do not worry. It will not. Perhaps. When it is all over.
Ilma, I tell you, who's that? The Count?
I do not know. I am expecting him to meet me here, but not until 3:00.
There may be someone from Chen. I can't let you take any risks. I'll wait in the next room.
No, Chris, you mustn't. If it should be the Count...
No arguments. I'll leave the door ajar.
Oh, who is it? Good morning, Countess. Or should I say, Madam Sabinov?
Oh,
you won't mind if I come in for a few moments, will you? Thank you so much. Oh, it's a charming apartment. I just adore cream and gold color schemes, don't you?
I am so very glad that you approve of it.
But then you have such excellent taste in schemes. Haven't you, Countess?
And I prefer to plan them without interference.
Hmm. Sometimes they're not a success.
What do you want?
Oh, come, surely you know.
You followed me from London?
Yes. You see, Manners confessed at Scotland Yard.
I see.
So please don't pretend. We know quite a lot already.
Oui?
Oh, my husband is also in Paris.
Oh, he is a very persistent person, your husband.
So also is Detective Inspector Stane. He's here too.
And why should that fact interest me?
Well, perhaps if you were to tell me everything about the 9 ivory idols, it might not interest you at all.
If Manners confessed, as you say he did, Madame Gray, then you would not ask me that question. You are bluffing, and you are not doing it very well.
Oh, no? Then suppose I tell you that Inspector Stane, with the French police, is at this moment raiding a house which will probably yield the Count's capture.
Oh, will you pardon me, please?
Hello? Yes, this is Madame Sabinov. Oh. Yes. Yes, I see. I already know that. I have a visitor. Yes. Yes. No, there has not been time yet. Yes, yes. I will try. Goodbye.
Was that the Count?
The Count. Perhaps.
Or is he the man in the next room?
There is no one there.
Oh, come. Look in the ashtray. Two cigarette butts.
That's smoldering.
And one tipped with lipstick.
Oh, that was careless.
Yes, wasn't it? Now we'll see who your friend is.
You will do no such thing. Remain seated where you are.
Oh, well, melodrama at its best.
You wouldn't dare use that pistol, my dear Countess.
We will see.
You and your husband are meddling fools, Madame Grey. I will end this nuisance.
Hello. Hello. Is that the reception desk? This is Madame Sabinov. Please send someone to my room with a gendarme. Yes. Yes, a gendarme. It is very urgent. Please hurry.
Is that wise?
You give me no alternative.
You realize that by bringing the police into this, you...
I realize more than you think. Much more. Madame Grey, let this be a warning. You do not realize the danger you are in by interfering. You are making things very difficult.
I should say it was you who were making things difficult.
Then you will see just how difficult I can make it. Here, take this revolver.
Take it,
I say. Come in. Oh, Monsieur Delage, this woman, she is mad. Arrest her at once. She threatens to kill me with that pistol.